Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik Ten Fit Talmud, Karisus Chaf Aleph, Karisus 21b, pagination is 42. We'll start about a fifth of the way up on the page. The first word on the line is Loke, and then we begin. Amar Rav, Rav said, Dam Dogim Shakinso Aser. If a person gathered fish blood into a cup, that would be forbidden to drink. Our basic topic in Krisus is things that are forbidden on a significant chatos, atonement carbon level, if they were done by mistake. So that type of offense would be something that drinking blood would be, but dam dogim, as we'll see in a second, once again, is really permitted. And Rav is telling us that if you gathered it in a cup, it is forbidden. Mesve, we ask the question, dam dogim is mutter v'afilu lechatchila. The blood of fish is permitted even straight away. It's permitted. There's no rabbinic even. And the Gemara answers, hahi b'shalo kinso. That's if you're eating the fish blood as part of the fish, that you do not gather it into a cup of unmarked identity. Kiko amar Rav b'shakinso. Rav was saying it's forbidden to do if you gathered it into a cup with unknown identity. The Gemara discusses this distinction and offers another distinction. Kitanyu ahi masnisa de ispe kaskasim. If it has indication that it's from the fish, it has the scales, so then it's going to be permitted. Kika amar Rav asur de lespe kaskasim. Rav was saying it's forbidden if it doesn't have indications. We have similar discussion regarding power of milk, almond milk, discussed in Yoredeya, where if the person has the milk straight and leaves it with meat, has it with meat, that's a concern. But if he has the shells on the table, it's clear what the origin of this milk is, that's not going to be a problem. So what's the problem? The problem is not the actual eating, in terms of fundamentally it's permitted. The problem is something typically described as maris ayin, giving the wrong impression. Now, there are different terms that are used. There's chshad, being accused of something, that someone thinks that you did wrong. There's a pasuk, v'hiyisem nekiyem e'ashemu me'yisrael, that you should be clean, not only from Hashem, but also from fellow Jews. They shouldn't get the impression that you're doing something wrong. So Rashi over here has an interesting wording. You can see the Rashi about a quarter of the way up in the Rashi. Shekonso b'kli osur. You gather it into a vessel, that's going to be forbidden. Demichlif b'dam behema, because it's mistaken for being blood of an animal. V'haroe omer, and the observer will say, mutter le'achol dam, it's permitted to eat blood, so that you are giving the impression that it's permitted, because what you're doing looks like a prohibition, and they're going to get the impression, no, on the contrary, it's permitted. In modern times, we might use this kind of concept with a slightly different wording, that even if they recognize it to be forbidden, but it will weaken their resolve in observing if they get the impression that you don't observe. Whereas you personally know that what you're drinking is permitted to drink, but it gives the wrong impression. The other approach that's sometimes used with this concept of maris ayin is that the other person thinks that you're doing the prohibition. That's where the problem is. He's going to think less of you, etc. This is related, as I mentioned, with the almond milk, part of milk generally, to leave that on the table, to serve that on the table together with a meat meal, let's say as a whitener for coffee. So some argue that once the permitted version of the product is equally available, you no longer have this concern. Why should a person think that it's milchik if it's parav just as well? But certainly, if the prevalent is one way and the unusual, which you happen to know, nice trick. It's like a magic trick. Like, you happen to know the unique properties of the thing that you're working with, that it's permitted, and that's why you were allowed to drink it. That's going to be this violation that we're talking about. You can't do it unless it has an indication as to why you're allowed to do it. The Mechaber in Yerideya Simen Samach Vav Siftes, Dam Dogim, Afapishu Mutter, blood of a fish, even though it is permitted. Im Kafzo Bekli Osso Mishamaris Ayin, if you gathered it in a utensil, it's going to be forbidden because of the wrong impression. Lefika Chimnikeshu Midogim, therefore, if it's clear that it is from fish, Kigon Shiishpo Kaskasim Mutter, such that it has pieces of fish, so then it's noticeable, and then it will be permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.